What is the most common vascular lesion in SLE? It is telangiectasias. Although other vascular lesions are also present, but among these, the most common type of the vascular lesion which may be present in most of the patients of SLE is telangiectasia. Then next is DDs of malar rash. If we are, if we find bilateral symmetrical erythematous scaly plaques present on the face of a patient, which we call as a butterfly rash or a malar rash, then what would be our differentials? Obviously, at the top we'll keep SLE. Then we can also keep other DDs like heliotrop rash of dermatomyositis, sunburn, rosacea, seborrheic dermatitis, photodermatitis, erysipelas, lupus perneo, pemphigus erythematosus and Bloom syndrome. Bloom syndrome को हम थोड़ा down the list ही रखेंगे, लेकिन overall जो बाकी DDs हमने discuss किए थे, they all can be kept in the differentials of malar rash. In how many patients can you get a generalized rash? It is 5 to 10% of the patients. Then the clinical variants of LE को हम already discuss कर चुके हैं कि various types में acute, subacute और chronic में we can get papillosquamous lesion, morbilliform, 10-like bullous lesions and exanthematous lesions. So all of these are variants of LE. Why does a patient get bullous lesions in LE? इसके दो reasons हो सकते हैं. एक वो ये है कि सीवियर इंटरफेस डर्माटाइटिस एंड बेजल सेल वैक्यूलर डिजेनरेशन लीड टू डेवलपमेंट ऑफ अ सब एपिडर्मल स्प्लिट. उसके अलावा जो इम्यून कॉजेज होते हैं उसमें ये होता है कि देर इज़ अ डेपोजिशन ऑफ इम्यूनोग्लोबुलिन्स एट द इंटरफेस एट द लेवल ऑफ द डर्मल एपिडर्मल जंक्शन लीडिंग टू द फॉर्मेशन ऑफ अ सब एपिडर्मल स्प्लिट. Then what is lupus band test? By this we mean deposition of one or more immune reactants, that is immunoglobulins, IgG, IgM, IgA, along with the complements, most commonly C3 or C4, found in the form of a linear band at the basement membrane zone, which can be seen by direct immunofluorescence. This is known as the lupus band test. Sensitivity is 95% and specificity is 87%, and this lupus band test is one of the prognostic indicators of LE. So that is why I mentioned that whenever we want to do the skin biopsy, we not only do the skin biopsy for histopathology but also for direct immunofluorescence, because we want to detect the presence of this immunoglobulins, labeling it as an autoimmune disease.